Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother.
Glad to see you out early.
You know I was out early. Okay. We in the same city.
Okay. L.A. City Councilman Bernard Parks visited the Jordan Downs housing projects in South L.A., encouraging residents to vote. Parks traveled door-to-door, introducing himself and asking people to mark 71, the number he holds on today's ballot. Parks also visited King Harbor Hospital. Here, county workers and others lined up to receive a photograph of the councilman standing with Democratic presidential nominee Barack Obama.
That's for you.
Thank you.
Put that in a frame somewhere.
I will.
Parks has made opening the trauma and emergency room operations of the King Harbor Hospital a priority of his campaign.
It has to be a number one priority because 50% of the people in the 2nd District have no health care. What we also find out is because of the closure of this trauma center and this emergency room is that 50,000 patients now are being spread throughout the county and overloading all of the other hospitals.
Many voters in the area around King Harbor mentioned the presidential election as their main motivation to vote.
We need a change, a big change.
But voters in Los Angeles aren't just looking at what's going on at the top of the ticket.
A lot of local issues that they're voting for also.
Walter is a poll worker at George Washington Carver Park.
This area needs a hospital. You know, a lot of people, elder people, they can't travel. Now, Harbor General is crowded. Yeah, I took a lady over there last week. She had to wait for about 4 or 5 hours. That's an emergency.
While voters in Parks did discuss the importance of King Harbor, the presidential race was still on many minds. The councilman mentioned the historic possibility of a black president during his last-minute pitches. He says this election cycle has inspired everyone, even himself.
I think it basically is a step in the direction of what Martin Luther King talked about, is judging people on the content of their character and not the color of their skin. That will be the final peg at where we've reached the final concrete ceiling and it's been removed.
And Election Day still isn't over for Parks. The councilman will be phone banking in the afternoon and will conclude the day with a party at his campaign headquarters at 8 p.m. Hannah Kim, Annenberg Radio News.